So MediaTek has announced its new processor, the D9200, with the Cortex X3 built on 4 nanometers, hardware ray tracing. There's lots to look into. Hello there, my name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explained. If you want to find out more, please let me explain. So a few years ago, MediaTek was known mainly for its mid-range processors. It did a lot of success in that area. Whenever it tried to get into the flagship area, it didn't really make much of an impact. That changed with the Dimensity range, and now we have the new Dimensity 9200, and it's leading edge in just about every possible way. Let's have a look at some of the things that MediaTek are pointing out. This is the first processor announced that has whatever. For example, the Cortex X3. Let's have a look at the details. So of course, first here means because they have announced first, we are expecting other manufacturers to come up with their chips very soon, but these are the first ones announced now. So it's the TSMC second generation 4 nanometer process. It's the first second generation ARM V9 architecture. It's the first with a Cortex X3 core. This one's clocked at 3.05 gigahertz. It's a pure 64-bit processor, so there's no 32-bit compatibility in here. It's the first with the Immortality G715, which of course includes hardware ray tracing. And interestingly, it's got LPDDR5X with a throughput there of bandwidth of 8,533 megabits per second. So when it comes to the CPU, we're looking at the what's now kind of traditional 1+3+4 setup. So that's one high performance core, that's the Cortex X3, then 3 prime cores, this is the Cortex A715, and then 4 power efficiency cores, that's the Cortex A510. So we can see that the Cortex X3 is clocked at 3.05 gigahertz. The 3 Cortex A75s are clocked at a very, very impressive 2.85 gigahertz. And then the 4 Cortex A510s are their standard configuration, which is 1.8 gigahertz, which is what we find across the board. Noting here a few things, there are 8 megabytes of L3 cache and 6 megabytes of system level cache. Now, system level cache comes in, of course, when there needs to be data transferred, for example, to the GPU. Now, as a result of that, MediaTek are saying that there are some big improvements in the Geekbench scores, 12% for single core performance compared to the Dimensity 9000, and a 10% overall increase in multi-core scores when compared to, again, the Dimensity 9000. And before we dive in a bit more deeper, don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Gary Explains, and I also have a monthly newsletter. Go to GaryExplains.com, type in your email address. You won't get any spam, but you will get the newsletter. Now, when it comes to power efficiency and heat dissipation, MediaTek have come up with a new way of packaging up the chip, which allows a 10% better way for the heat to get out and then for into the passive cooling of the phone. And also, because it's using that latest generation TSMC 4-nanometer process, plus the efficiencies that you get with the Cortex X3, the A715, it's saying it's a 25% more efficient processor. Now, next to that CPU is the Immortalis A715 GPU, and that's, of course, got the hardware ray tracing built into it, which gives us things like soft shadows. As well as soft shadows, of course, you get ray tracing reflections and ambient occlusion. Another benchmark, MediaTek are saying if you use Manhattan 3.0, then you get a 32% increase in performance compared to the Dimensity 9000. There's also a new APU, which is MediaTek's name for its machine learning and neural processing unit. Savings in power, increases in performance, as you would expect with the latest generation. Coming down to that LPDDR5X, we can see here it's 533 megabits per second. That's 13% more bandwidth than you get in the Dimensity 9000. And when you wrap all that up together and you use AnTuTu, this is not my number, this is a number that MediaTek are quoting. You've got 1,260,000 as the final score there. When it comes to the 5G modem, the big takeaway is it now supports millimeter wave, something that was missing in some of the previous flagship devices from MediaTek. So it's millimeter wave and sub-6. And finally, when we get to the hardware, the new ISP has some dedicated hardware for object detection. So it can detect sky, people, oceans, and therefore it's able to apply color correction, saturation, tuning the colors according to what's in the foreground, what's in the background, what's the sky, you know, and then actually able to get some really nice, crisp photos for us. And talking of crisp, the crisp goes on into the idea of a photo with no blur, because this ISP understands motion, understands how to detect the objects that are moving, and able to use long exposure, HDR and so on, to reduce the blur and give you sharper photos. And some of this stuff bleeds over also into the video. So you've got AI region detection in video, so it can tell the difference between the foreground and the background, and then able to apply filtering accordingly. So there you go. That's an impressive set of features. Tell me, what do you think? Will you buy one? Good or bad? Let me know in the comments below.